Reporting with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. There's a new mindset in Washington, D.C. It's called change. Change is one of President Barack Obama's favorite words, mine too. I especially like what the word represents when it comes to money. It has several meanings for me, as in loose change adds up to folding money, and as now is the time to change, or at least reassess our relationship with our personal money. So let's talk about changing the money relationship. Set aside a dedicated hour to take a serious look at your money, where it is, how much is there, rather than focusing on how much you have lost. What's the return on your investment? When should you reallocate or redistribute your resources? And what's your next money move? When you do this reassessment, let your primary goal be to look for ways to increase your comfort level. That's it. Finding your comfort level is really the first step in regaining confidence, as we all try to recover from while still being in the midst of the economic crisis here at home. Next, it might feel counterintuitive since there are still difficult economic times ahead, but if you have a little money set aside, now's the time to buy stock. There are many good companies available at low prices, so give yourself permission, find the confidence to invest in the stock market again. Here's how. Develop a stock investment philosophy, how you will invest, in what, how much, and when. Approach investing with a formal plan so that you can make informed decisions. Monitor stock investments so you understand the fundamentals of the stocks in which you invest. You'll tend to hold chosen stock during market volatility if you believe in the company for good reasons. Remind yourself why you're investing, and be sure to write down the reasons. Also, write down the long-term returns and the short-term losses you expect, because that will keep you focused on the long-term plan. And consider selling stock if you have short-term cash needs. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.